拜真是甜美，我们继续用音乐来敬拜赞美的主，也把我们的心愿陈明在主的面前。主啊，陶造我。
Thank you.
然低头，我们爱你的时候，就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌，巴不得主啊，我们就在这里与你的心深深的连接。主啊，你对我们这么好，这么爱我们，你不但拯救我们，你还要陶造我们。你不但陶造我们，要把我们塑造的像你这么美。王牧师昨天晚上挑战我们，问我们我们耶稣美不美，我们都说美，那我们愿意像他。主啊，虽然我们不配，我们软弱，我们常常上上下下跌跌爬爬，但是主，你知道我们一颗心是爱你的。我知道在座的许许多多弟兄姊妹都是爱你的。主啊，我们就愿意被你陶造，不多，每一天为主你而活，为主你而活。主啊，让你在我们的身上得着完全的荣耀。我们这样的祷告不配，乃是奉耶稣基督的名。请坐。请黄牧师、王牧师、边伯伯预备，也请大会的诗班来带领我们守主产。
It has been a great privilege for me to join you these 3 days.
非常荣幸的跟大家在一起了三天的时间。
Now in this last session, I want to direct your attention to Galatians chapter 5.
最后一堂的讲道，请大家看加拉太书第五章。
This is one of the best known biblical passages on the Holy Spirit.
那这是我们所认知到的最好的一段关于圣灵的经文。
And we begin, as usual, by reading God's most holy word.
那我们就是照惯例，在开始的时候，我们要是读 圣经。加拉太书第五章第十六节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。从我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠着圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
You yourself have declared, merciful God,
天父你自己这样宣称说，
that you look to those who are humble and of a contrite spirit,
你要寻找心里谦卑柔和的人，
and who tremble at your word.
在你的话语面前站静。
So as we study your most holy word this morning, teach us not only to obey,
今天早晨教导我们，当我们学习你话语的时候，教导我们顺服，
but also to tremble before the majesty of your word,
也在你神圣伟大的话语面前站静。
We ask in Jesus' name,
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I spent part of the year 1969 in a French part of Montreal.
在1969年，我有一段的时间在加拿大的法属地方。
I was working with an older man trying to plant a French-speaking church.
我跟一个年长的人一起准备开拓一个法语的教会。
He was a wise pastor and an experienced man of God.
他是一个很聪明的牧师，与神有美好的关系。
One of the ways in which he tried to encourage and teach a young man like myself,
他教导我的一个年轻的人，像我这样的一个人，
was by bringing up particular stories of his ministry and then asking, "What would you do in this case?"
他会把一些过去的事件提出来，然后问我说，你会怎么样做这件事？
So he told me of a conversation he had had recently with a Jehovah's Witness.
他就告诉我最近他跟耶和华见证人会的一个人的交谈。
My friend had tried to explain what the gospel was to this Jehovah's Witness.
我的朋友向耶和华见证人会来讲说什么是福音。
In particular, what the difference is between the gospel of grace based on what Christ has done on the cross.
那就是耶稣基督所成就在十字架上所成就的这个福音。
Over against some sort of notion of work so that you somehow earn your way to God.
跟另外一个就是用你的行为来赢得救恩的方法。
The Jehovah's Witness replied,
那耶和华见证人会的人这样说，
He didn't thinkAny gospel was worth very much if you didn't have to struggle for it.
他说这个所有的福音大概都不需要你自己去努力很多。
So my friend asked me, what would you have said to him?
那你要怎么样跟他解释？
It's a good question.
是一个很好的问题。
It reminded me of another conversation that I had had when I was a student at McGill University.
那我在做学生的时候，跟另外一个人有一段谈话。
This was from a Jewish friend.
是一个犹太的朋友。
I had explained the gospel to him as best I could.
我用尽方法来把福音讲说给他听。
And after listening very carefully and asking questions,
那听得很仔细之后他问问题。
He finally concluded,
他最后结论说,
I don't want to go to heaven on the back of another man's blood.
我不愿意在别人的流血的背后来上天堂。
So the question is,
问题是,
what would you have said to him?
那你怎么样向他说呢?
You see, most of us who have a genuinely Christian background,
如果我们都有真实的基督徒的经验,
are familiar with the truth that the gospel is grounded in the grace of God.
我们知道福音是立基于上帝的恩典。
As Paul puts it in writing to the Ephesians,
保罗写给以弗所的教会的书信。
We're saved by grace.
我们是靠恩得救。
Grace that is received through faith.
那因着信接受恩典。
And even this faith is not of works, lest anyone should boast.
这个恩典也不是靠着行为，免得有人自夸。
It is the gift of God.
是上帝的恩赐。
Yet at the same time, we all know that biblical Christian living demands certain kinds of discipline.
但是我们也知道，基督徒的生活也要求我们有一些的训练。
That there are things we're supposed to do.
有一些事情我们要做。
There are some things we're not supposed to do.
有些事情我们不应该做。
And those emphases are also found in the New Testament.
这些的强调的东西在新约里面也有记载。
So James 2, for example,
雅各书第二章
insists that faith without works is dead.
信心没有行为是死的。
And so we begin to ask questions amongst ourselves.
所以我们自己会问这样的问题。
What is the relationship between the sheer grace of God and the obligation we have to conform to certain things that the Word of God teaches?
我们今天要照着上帝的话语所行的事情。
The question is huge.
这个问题是很大的一个问题。
If you start insisting that somehow in addition to Christ's cross, you have to earn part of your salvation by the way you act,
所以如果我们的救恩是一部分要靠着耶稣基督的十字架，另外一方面我们也要做一点事情的话，
Then sooner or later, grace is no longer grace.
那这样的话，不久恩典就不再是恩典了。
But if you talk about grace the wrong way,
如果我们把恩典解说错了，
the freedom from the law that Christians enjoy gradually becomes a kind of licentiousness.
那我们从律法上得到这个自由之后就变成一种乱用。
So which you emphasize really depends on where you see the error is coming from.
所以我们要看到我们所强调的错误是在什么地方。
Up to this point in Paul's letter to the Galatians,
在保罗给加拉太的人的书信到这个点，
Paul has placed all the emphasis on the importance of Christian freedom under grace.
保罗强调了所有的都是重点放在基督在基督里的自由。
Hence, in chapter 5, verse 1,
所以在第五章第一节说，
we read,It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then. Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
And again, in verse 13,
在第十三节，
You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free.
弟兄姐妹们，你们蒙召是要得自由。
Yet now the apostle adds these words.
然后保罗加上这些话。
But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love.
只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要有爱心，互相服侍。
Now we come to the passage before us this morning.
现在我们来到今天早上我们要思考的经文。
Where Paul begins to integrate the freedom of the Christian under grace.
现在把基督徒在恩典之下所得的自由
With the obligation of the Christian to live in a certain way.
然后把基督徒生活里面该尽的一些责任连在一起。
It will be easiest to follow our passage in three points.
那我们从三个角度来看我们今天的这一段经文。
Number one.
第一点。
What gospel freedom does not mean.
那这个基督所给我们福音的自由是不是什么意思？
Verses
16 to 18.
First, gospel freedom does not mean that there is no struggle.
基督自由的福音并不是说我们没有征战。
It means engaging in a struggle that we can win.
而是我们在征战中可以得胜。
Verse 16 and 17a.
16节跟17节上半部。
So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的私欲，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争。
When Paul uses the word flesh in this context,
当保罗用情欲这个字
He doesn't mean the stuff that hangs on my bones.
不是讲到我们骨肉之这个情况。
He means the old nature.
而是讲到我们老旧的性情。
Just because we have become Christians does not mean that the old nature has entirely disappeared.
不是说我们一成了基督徒，我们所有的老旧的个性都会取消。
One day in a new heaven and a new earth.
有一天我们在新的这个世界里面
We will struggle no longer against sin.
我们在那个时候不再跟罪征战。
But right now, Paul, writing to Christians, insists,
但是今天我们虽然做基督徒
We are so to walk as not to gratify the desires of the flesh.
我们活着不是要满足我们肉体的情欲。
For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit desires what is contrary to the flesh.
圣灵所愿意的跟肉体所愿意的是相反的。
That's why Paul gives the instruction, walk in the spirit.
所以保罗教导我们要行在圣灵里。
Keep in step with the spirit.
跟圣灵行在一起。
There is an opposition that is bound up with Christian experience.In this life before the consummation.
所以在我们今天的这个世界上，我们要面对着一些的征战，直到我们见主面。
So gospel freedom does not mean there is no struggle.
那所以福音的意思并不是说我们没有征战。
It means engaging in a struggle that you can win because of the Spirit's power.
而是因为我们虽然在这样的征战里面。我们可以得胜，因为我们有圣灵。
Second, gospel freedom does not mean you get to do whatever you want.
第二是，这个自由的福音不是要我们什么都可以做。
It means wanting good things.
而是要我们想要做好的事情。
So in the second half of verse 17,
所以第十七节的第二段。
We read that the flesh and the spirit are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want.
所以这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能做所愿意做的。
Is this not part of our experience?
这不是我们生活的经验之一吗？之一部分吗？
We who have been Christians for 1 year.
我们做基督一年了。
5 years.
5年了。
20 years.
20年了。
50 years.
50年了。
We still recognize within us a struggle.
在我们里面还是有这样的征战。
And the fact that we are free in Christ,
我们在基督里得了自由的事实
does not authorize us to do whatever we want.
而不是要我们有权利做任何我们想要做的事。
If you want to steal money from the church, go ahead.
你愿意跟教会偷钱吗？请做。
If you want to shack up with somebody else's spouse, go ahead.
如果你要想去搅扰别人的配偶，你去吧。
If you want to be greedy and proud, go ahead.
如果你要贪什么财的话，也去吧。
After all, Christ will forgive your sin.
因为上帝会饶恕你的罪。
You're free.
你自由了。
But Paul says, no, no, that's not what freedom means.
但是保罗说自由不是这个意思。
Freedom does not mean that you are free to do whatever you want.
自由不是说你可以自由做任何的事情。
It means instead that the Spirit has so worked in us that we want to do what is right.
因为圣灵在我们里面的关系，所以我们要做他要我们做的事。
In other words, the second part of verse 17.
换句话说，这个第十七节的第二句
，make sense in the broader context，
从一个比较广的范围里面更有意思。
In other words, we are not free to do anything，
我们没有自由做任何的事情。
But free to say no to the desires of the flesh and to say yes to the Spirit and His work。
我们也有自由对罪说不，对圣灵说是。
Or to put it another way，
另外一句话。
In the third place,
第三点,
gospel freedom does not mean freedom from all constraint.
那这福音的自由不是让我们在所有的限制里面都有自由,
but a transfer from the constraint of the law to the constraint of the Spirit.
然后从律法的限制里面进到圣灵的管理当中。
Look at verse 18.
十八节。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
你们若是被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
In other words, we find ourselves in our experience either under the law,
我们发现我们不是在律法之下，
or under the Spirit,
就在圣灵里面。
And if you are now told that you are no longer under the law covenant,
如果我们说我们不在律法的约之下,
it does not mean that therefore you are free to do absolutely anything.
那这个意思不是说你因此就可以自由地做任何的事情。
But that although you are now free from the constraint of the law,
虽然现在你不受律法的限制,
you find yourself under the constraint of the Spirit.
但是我们现在发现我们是在圣灵的管理之下。
In other words,
Just
because you are free from the law does not mean you are free to do anything you want.
所以你在律法上不受律法约束，并不表示说你可以做所有的事情。
If you do anything you want,
如果你做想要做的事，
then according to the Lord Jesus, in fact, you are a slave to sin.
如果照耶稣基督的话来说，你们就是罪的奴仆。
It's not real freedom at all.
那根本不是真正的自由。
Freedom from God's law without the Spirit's work simply means freedom to be rebellious and anarchic and a slave to sin.
所以如果自由而没有圣灵的约束，我们就是在变成罪的奴仆。
Part of the problem is that when we hear the word freedom today,
今天我们听到自由这个词儿。
We tend to think of freedom in many different dimensions.
我们会想到自由的很多层面。
Political freedom,
政治的自由
freedom to get whatever education we want,
想要得到任何的教育
even moral freedom,
也有道德的自由
who has the right to tell me whether I can shack up with somebody or not?
谁能够说我不可以搅扰别的人
who has the right to tell me that homosexuality is wrong?
谁有权利告诉我同性恋是错的
I'm free,
因为我是自由的
without recognizing that such freedom actually leads to various kinds of slavery.
所以我们没有想到这样的自由会使我们变成各样式的奴仆。
But when the Apostle Paul speaks of freedom from the law,
当保罗说你从自由律法中得自由,
he means freedom from being under the law covenant.
而是从律法的约的下面
Under the covenant of the law that God mediated through Moses.
那借着神借着摩西所颁布的律法。
But being free from that covenant,
从那个律法里面得自由。
If you are a believer,
如果你是一个信徒，
does not mean that you are without any constraint,
并不是说你就从此就没有任何的约束。
But that now with the coming of the Spirit, you are under the constraint of the Spirit.
所以现在圣灵来了，你就在圣灵的管理之下。
You have been transferred from the constraint of the law to the constraint of the Spirit.
所以你从律法的约束之下释放出来，现在进到圣灵的管理之中。
And that, in fact, is a wonderful privilege.
那这是我们一个非常奇特的权利。
There is an old poem that summarizes this admirably.
有一个古老的诗 描写这个非常的清美好。
You will not hear it as poetry, but you will hear what each line says.
你听的时候可能不是诗词的表达。
The law says do and always commands.
律法常常要你说要做，要这样的命令你。
But gives us neither feet nor hands.
它但是不给我们脚，也不给我们手。
But better news the gospel brings.
但是更好的信息就是福音的消息。
It bids me fly and gives me wings.
它让我可以飞，也给我翅膀。
Do you see the law covenant commands and commands and prohibits and prohibits?
律法吩咐你做，吩咐你做，或者限制你做，限制你做。
But it does not transform me.
但是不能改变我。
It does not give me the grace and the power to overcome temptation.
也不给我恩典，不给我能力可以胜过试探。
It commands, but it gives me neither feet nor hands.
它虽然命令我，但是也不给我手，也不给我脚去做。
But the gospel brings better news.
但是福音带给我更好的消息。
It demands that I fly.
它要求我飞。
That I fly ultimately in moral goodness and perfection in conformity to the very character of God.
那我在道德上，在行为上行而飞的像神一样。
But it gives me wings.
但是它给我翅膀。
It enables me to rise to these moral heights.
它能够让我飞要到道德的高峰。
And that is the work of the Spirit.
那这是圣灵的工作。
So here is the first main point.
这是我们第一点所讲的。
Namely, what gospel freedom does not mean.
就是福音的自由不是这个意思。
Second.
第二个。
What gospel freedom does not do.
那自由的福音不做的一些事情。
Verses 19 to 21.
19节到21节。
Paul has laid out the tension between the flesh and the spirit.
保罗把肉体跟圣灵之间的征战列出来。
Now he wants to flesh out a little bit of what living under the flesh looks like.
他现在要把活在情欲里面的一些事情来说出来。
He describes the acts of the flesh.
他来描写一些肉情欲的行动。
The list that follows is not exhaustive.
那这里所开列的单子并不是全部的。
Because after all, in verse 21,
在二十一节
Paul ends the list by saying envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
他说到嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
So the list is not exhaustive.
所以这个单子不是全部的。
It's representative.
是一些代表性的。
And it can be broken down into various categories.
可以把它分成几个系列。
First of all, sexual sins.
第一个是性方面的罪。
We read sexual immorality or fornication.
有奸淫。
Impurity.
污秽。
And debauchery.
邪荡。
The first one, fornication, refers to all kinds of sexual misconduct.
第一个奸淫就是讲到所有不合正统的性关系。
It includes adultery.
是犯奸跟有结婚的人犯罪。
That is sexual infidelity when you are married.
当你结婚了以后跟其他的人发生性关系。
But it also includes homosexuality.
也包括同性恋。
Premarital sex.
婚前性关系。
It is a very general word for sexual impropriety.
这个字是一个关于讲性方面不正常的通用字。
The second word, impurity, refers to sins of the mind.
那第二个污秽是讲到思想里面的罪。
Obviously,committing sins in the mind is not quite the same thing as committing them in the flesh.
所以在肉身犯奸淫跟思想犯奸淫是不一样的。
But in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches very clearly that they're the same species.
但是耶稣在登山宝训的时候讲到这两种是一样的。
The internet has not invented pornography.
这个网络没有发明这个黄色的东西。
But it has made pornography very available for everyone.
而是使这个黄色的东西让每个人都能够得到看到。
In North America today,
在今天的北美,
there is more money spent on pornography
今天花在黄色的事情上的钱,
than on hard drugs and alcohol combined.
把这个放在毒品上面的加起来的更多。
Can you imagine what that is doing to our marriages?
你会想象到这个对我们的婚姻有多大的影响吗?
It is a form of slavery.
这是一种奴役。
It demeans the opposite sex.
这个是使我们的对方异性被贬低。
It does not lead to greater sexual enjoyment.
这个不能带进我们更多的性的享受。
It is simply the act of the flesh.
这就是肉体的行动。
Does not produce happier marriages.
也不能够产生更幸福的婚姻。
And certainly does not please God.
更不讨神的喜悦。
And of course, this can lead to debauchery.
这个就是邪荡。
That is the kind of sexual sin that is no longer just private, but open and flagrant and with others.
那这个邪荡不光是不是在私底下，而是公开的很多的场合。
Then after the sexual sins,
在这个性的罪之后
，the apostle mentions pagan practices.
想到这个拜偶像。
Idolatry, he says.
他讲是拜偶像。
And witchcraft.
是邪术。
That is, idolatry is raising anything above God in importance.
拜偶像就是把任何的一件事情摆在超越上帝的地位。
That's why the Bible can say that greed is idolatry.
那圣经也说贪心就好像拜偶像一样。
It's why Paul can say that covetousness is idolatry.
保罗说贪心好像拜偶像一样。
Any time that something becomes of utmost importance to you,
那任何时候，只要一样东西在你生命中占有最重要的地位的时候
，That is for you God.
那个就是对你来说是你的上帝。
The real God becomes displaced by what you set all of your affection on.
所以你真正的上帝就被你所爱的东西贬低了。
And then witchcraft and sorcery has to do with attempts at spiritual control without bowing under the authority of God's word.
那个邪术就是我们对一些邪恶的这个巫术，把上帝放在次要。
Then the next categories of sin are relational transgressions.
那第三样的罪是一些人际关系的罪。
Hatred.
仇恨。
Discord,
争竞,
jealousy,
嫉恨,
that is wanting something owned by others.
希望想要别人拥有别人所有的。
Why should she have it if I don't?
如果我没有的话，她为什么要有？
Fits of rage,
那就是恼怒。
Selfish ambition,
结党。
Why do we want our kids to be doctors and engineers?
为什么我们希望我们的儿女做医生、做工程师？
Because we want what is good for them?
因为我们希望他们能得到最好的。
Or because that is part of establishing our reputation?
还是因着借着他们使我们的脸面有光彩。
Sometimes seeking good things can become a part of idolatry.
有的时候我们寻求好的东西可能变成拜偶像。
If those good things become more important than God himself.
如果这些东西比上帝还重要的话。
Dissensions.
结党。
Many times in the local church, the real problem is not over doctrine, but over party spirit.
那很多时候在教会里面发生问题不是因为教义而是结党纷争。
Who's got the control?
谁能够控有权控制
？Factions, little groups,
就变成小一组一组小分类的。
People wanting to be on the inside track in the power group,
他们希望在有权势的那个范围里面。
Envy,
嫉妒。
This is akin to jealousy.
这个跟嫉恨差不多。
But it is deeper.
可是这个意义更深。
Jealousy fastens on the things that we want that other people have, but envy fastens on the other person himself.
嫉恨是别的东西我要，嫉妒是我对别人有意见。
Then there are sins of self-indulgence.
那就自我陶醉。
Drunkenness.
醉酒。
Orgies.
荒宴。
He says in the second part of verse 21,
他在第二二十一节的第二段说，
I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人不能够承受神的果。
So freedom from the law does not authorize us simply to produce a lot of acts of the flesh.
所以我们从律法下得到自由 并不给我们自由来放纵我们情欲做很多的情欲的事。
And if we begin to excuse our sins,
如果我们原谅自己这些罪的话，
we need to be reminded of what Paul says.
我们要让保罗的话来提醒我们，
Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
如果我们这样的生活的话，我们就不能承受上帝的果。
So this then, in the second place, is what gospel freedom does not do.
那这里告诉我们，自由的福音不让我们做这些事情。
Finally,
最后，
what gospel freedom does not fail to produce.
那自由的福音不会不结这样的产生这样的结果。
Verses 22 to 26.
22节到26节。
Here we find, set over against the acts of the flesh, the fruit of the Spirit.
这里我们看到圣灵的果子跟情欲的果子做一个强烈的对比。
The point is that the human heart must be changed.
这里是告诉我们说，我们人的心必须要改变。
So that human beings act differently under the power of the Spirit.
所以我们人可以在圣灵的能力之下活得跟以前不一样。
Or human beings cannot be saved.
不然的话我们就不能够得救。
So what is the fruit of the Spirit?
那圣灵的果子是什么？
What does it look like?
像什么样子？
How do you recognize it?
你怎么可以看得出来？
Well, the fruit of the Spirit, we're told, is love.
圣灵的果子是爱。
Why should that surprise us?
这有什么惊奇？
After all, God himself says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
圣上帝说，我以永远的爱爱你。
God so loved the world that he gave his son.
上帝爱世人，将他的独生子赐给你们。
God commends his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
神的基督在我们还做罪人的时候，神差遣他的儿子来显明上帝的爱。
Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
耶稣爱世上属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
So surely it should not be surprising that those who claim to be his disciples.
所以我们做他门徒的人对这样的爱并不应该感觉稀奇。
Will reflect his love.
我们要反映他的爱。
And that love is massively over against the sins that have been listed.
那这个爱是超越了所有所列出来的罪。
Jealousy?
嫉妒。
You can't be jealous of someone you love.
如果你爱的话，你就不会嫉妒。
Rage?
愤怒，恼怒。
You can't be angry with someone you love.
如果你爱的话，你就不会对他发怒。
Sexual impurity?
污秽。
That can never be confused with genuine love.
真正的爱跟污秽的行为不能放在一起。
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
圣灵的果子就是仁爱。
But the fruit of the Spirit is joy.
圣灵的果子是喜乐。
Sometimes children who are brought up in strict Christian homes think that Christian living is mere legalism.
有些从基督徒家庭里面长大的孩子严格的训练，以为做基督徒就是要守律法。
A lot of rules.
很多的规条。
Things you must do.
你要做这个。
Things you mustn't do.
你不可以做那个。
And always you're afraid of disapproval of older people.
所以常常怕 长辈不许可不认可。
But the fruit of the Spirit is joy.
但是圣灵的果子是喜乐。
In other words, Christians begin to display these graces not out of fear.
所以基督徒表达这些的情况不是因为惧怕。
But out of delight in the mind and ways of God.
而是因为在神的里面表达那一种的喜悦。
It becomes a privilege to serve.
是我们侍奉的一个福分。
A joy to give.
一个喜乐的赐予。
A joy to pray.
一个喜乐的祷告。
A joy to reflect on God's most holy word.
把上帝的话语用喜乐的态度表达出来。
A joy to love unlovely people.
也是爱不可爱的人时候也充满了喜乐。
A joy to bear witness.
也非常喜乐的为主做见证。
Are you interested in becoming a better Christian witness?
你想要做一个更好的基督见证人吗？
Let me mention a book.
我来提一个一本书。
It was written by a friend of mine.
是我的朋友写的。
It's called Marks of the Messenger.
一个传信息的标志。
The author is called Mac Stiles.
作者是 Mac Stiles.
The reason why that book is important.
为什么这本书重要？
Is because it does not give you a simple how to of how you go about evangelism.
这本书不是只是告诉你应该怎么做，如何去做。
First you say this.
你先要这样说。
And then when they object with that.
然后如果他们反对的话。
Then you respond with this.
那再用这个来回应。
And if they say that.
如果他说那个。
Then you say this.
你再说这个。
A sort of how to book.
是一个如何做的书。
And you never learn enough of it.
但是你又学不完的。
So you are always frightened to speak.
所以你常常不敢讲。
Mac Stiles avoids all of that.
所以 Mac Stiles 就不说这些。
What he says is this.
他怎么说呢？
Christians who are full of the joy of the Lord bubble over with the gospel. They can't shut up about it.
所以基督徒他们生命里面充满了喜乐，当他们讲福音的时候，好像是这个。人没有办法抗拒。
The fruit of the Spirit is part of the marks of the messenger.
所以这个圣灵的果子是一个传福音的者的一个标志。
If you have found Christ to be delightful, you will find it easy to talk about him.
如果你觉得信耶稣是非常喜乐的事情，你就不能避免不说他。
If instead you think of the Christian way as slightly embarrassing, then you will want to shut up.
如果你觉得做基督徒有点羞耻的话，你大概就会哑口无言。
The fruit of the Spirit is joy.
所以圣灵的果子是喜乐。
The fruit of the Spirit is peace.
圣灵的果子是和平。
This does not mean that we escape this world of struggle.
我们不是要逃避这个世界的征战。
A world of strife.
这个征战的世界。
A world of inequity.
这个仇敌的仇恨的世界。
A world of violence.
暴力的世界。
A world of war.
战争的世界。
A world of hate.
恨的世界。
This peace is not some kind of emotional escapism.
这个不是情绪的逃避。
It is first of all peace between rebel sinners and God.
第一，这个和平是讲到背叛的罪人跟上帝之间。
That's a big part of the message of Galatians.
这个是加拉太书很重要的一部分。
But then because we have good relationships with God, we will have good relationships with God's people.
我们跟上帝有好的关系，我们跟上帝的子民也有好的关系。
So that there will be harmony amongst the people of God.
所以在神的子民当中就有和睦。
Peace with fellow human beings.
我们跟人有和平。
Ultimately, there will be shalom, ultimate peace with the living God in a new heaven and a new earth.
最终我们在新天新地里面我们就有 shalom, 就有和平。
And meanwhile, as the byproduct of all of this new relationship with God,
那现在就是在我们跟上帝的新的关系里面所产生的这个结果。
There is a certain kind of emotional stability and tranquility.
在我们有一种情绪的平稳跟安静。
Elsewhere in Romans 15, Paul writes,
在罗马书第十五章保罗写道
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
要让这位上帝充满了你心中的喜乐平安。
And again in Philippians 4:7,
在腓立比书第四章第七节,
the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, will garrison your heart.
让上帝的平安出乎人意外的平安在你的心里面保守你的心怀意念。
The fruit of the Spirit is peace.
圣灵的果子是和平。
And so we could go through all the rest of the entries in the list.
所以我们可以把这里面所列的一个一个的说下去。
The fruit of the Spirit is forbearance.
圣灵的果子是忍耐。
That is, we cheerfully put up with awkward people and awkward events.
所以我们这个忍耐的意思就是说，我们能面对着那些非常不容易的人跟事物。
For we trust the sovereignty of God.
我们相信上帝的主权。
The fruit of the Spirit is kindness.
圣灵的果子是恩慈。
Think through the people you know in your church.
想想你教会里面的人。
And ask who the kindest people are.
谁是最有恩慈的人？
There are some people who are kind to important people.
有的人对重要的人很恩慈。
But you're never quite sure that it's real kindness.
可是你不知道是真的还是假的。
It may simply be a desire to be caught up with important people.
可能只是想讨这个重要人物的喜欢。
You can spot genuinely kind people if they're kind to people who are not important.
如果你看到他对不重要的人也很恩慈的话，可能他是真的。
One of the marks of a genuinely kind person,
一个真正恩慈的人的一个记号,
is that they show the same kind of respect and courtesy and affection to important, rich and educated people and to poor, ignorant and foolish people.
他对有地位有名望的等等的重要人物跟那些没有什么人看重的那些不重要的人物他的态度是一样的这个就是真正的恩慈
Even within marriage
在婚姻的里面
I suggest to you that one of the greatest helps in a good marriage relationship is simply kindness
所以你要使你的婚姻好的话维持的好的话你们要彼此表达恩慈
Goodness
良善
Goodness has an instinct for what is clean
这个良善是讲到一个纯洁的意思
For what is pure
是纯洁的意思
For what is edifying
能够使人得到满足
For what is helpful
有帮助的
James 1 insists that God is a good God
雅各书告诉我们上帝是良善的上帝
He is the giver of all good gifts
他是赐所有良善恩赐的神
So it's not surprising that the fruit of the Spirit is goodness
所以圣灵的果子也是良善并不稀奇
The fruit of the Spirit is faith
圣灵的果子是信实
which manifests itself in faithfulness
忠心的用忠心的方式来表达出来
the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness
圣灵的果子是温柔
so much in business and in film accents the powerful
在我们的事业上在我们的电影里面讲的都是讲权力
The people who want revenge
希望人要报仇
The people who want to crush others
人想要把别人打倒
The people who want to destroy competition
他们要把竞争的人除灭
The people who want to win in every debate so that they will be up and the other person will be down
他们希望在所有的争论里面他们赢别人输
But where is the gentleness
温柔在哪里
The meekness and gentleness of Christ.
耶稣基督的温柔谦卑。
The fruit of the Spirit in the last place is self-control.
圣灵的果子最后一个是节制。
Sometimes when we do get angry, we say, well, it's not my fault. If they weren't so stupid, I wouldn't respond like that.
有的时候我们生气的时候，如果他，你会说，如果不是他这么笨的话，我不会这样做。
Which, of course, is a way of acknowledging or refusing to acknowledge that we have lost self-control.
这个也就是表示说我们失控了。
Note what Paul says at the end of the list.
我们在这个单子的最后。
Verse 23.
23节。
Against such things there is no law.
他说这样的事没有律法禁止。
That is, against all of these elements of the fruit of the Spirit, there is no law forbidding any of these things.
所以你要结出这圣灵的果子，没有律法来禁止你。
So gospel freedom does not merely keep us from sin.
那自由的福音并不是说只要我们不犯罪。
It generates goodness.
也是在我们里面产生善良。
It transforms us.
改变我们。
And this is the fruit of the Spirit.
那这是圣灵的果子。
We are not told all of these things because Paul is saying, just try harder and everything will be all right.
保罗不是告诉我们这些事，不是说你只要你努力，好好的做就行了。
He's saying that the Spirit of God has come upon us.
他是说神的圣灵临到我们。
If we are Christians at all, then we have the Spirit.
如果我们是基督徒的话，我们就有圣灵。
And the Spirit living within us,
圣灵住在我们里面，
fights against our old nature.
跟我们旧的性情来征战。
And produces fruit that the world itself can never produce.
而是能在我们里面结出世界不能够结的果子。
And so you see how the text ends?
你看这个经文怎么结束呢？
Verse 24.
第24节。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上。
That's the negative side.
这是一个负面的。
We want to condemn all of the acts of the flesh, especially our own.
我们要对所有的罪，所有的肉体的事情定罪。
We crucify them.
我们要把他们钉在十字架上。
Christ has paid for them.
耶稣基督已经为这些付上了代价。
But we, in our experience, must ongoingly crucify them.
在我们的经验里面，我们要继续不断地把这些东西钉在十字架上。
That's the negative side.
这是一个负面的。
Meanwhile, the positive side, verse 25.
正面的。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Let me back off a little bit and put this into a larger framework.
我再回来，再把它放在一个比较大的范围里面。
What does the gospel received into a person's life produce?
当我们接受福音进到我们生命里面的时候，会产生什么？
Well, first of all, it's important to see that sin is against God.
首先我们要知道，罪是反抗上帝的。
He reacts against our sin with righteous wrath.
他以公义的愤怒来仇视反对我们里面的罪。
One of the things that the gospel does is remove that wrath.
所以福音所做的事情就把这个上帝的愤怒来挪开。
Because the sin that has attracted that wrath has been paid for by God himself in Christ Jesus.
因罪所带来的愤怒，借着耶稣基督所完成的救恩，这个福音把这个愤怒挪去了。
So the good news of the gospel of God.
所以这个福音，上帝福音的好消息是
focusing on Christ's substitutionary death on behalf of His people.
而是重点是放在耶稣基督代赎的工作来取代罪人该死的地位。
Brings reconciliation between God and sinners.
把上帝跟罪人中间带来和好。
We are reconciled to God by Christ's death on our behalf.
我们借着耶稣基督为我们死，使我们与上帝和好。
So the gospel addresses our alienation from God.
那福音讲到我们跟上帝远离。
As you know, that is justification.
那这个叫做称义。
But that by itself does not address how our hearts are themselves corrupt.
那这样的事情并不说明我们的心到底有多么败坏。
In other words, we need more than reconciliation to God.
我们不只需要与上帝和好。
We need transformation.
我们需要改变。
We need to be changed.
我们需要被改变。
We need to start over with a new nature.
我们要有一个新的性情，我们要重新开始。
That's why salvation includes the work of the Spirit.
这就是为什么我们的救恩也包含了圣灵的工作。
Who grants us new birth.
他给我们新生。
And this new birth so changes us.
那这个新生命就改变了我们。
This birth of water and the Spirit.
这个从水和圣灵和灵生的。
This birth that cleans us up, water, and transforms us by the power of the Spirit.
这个水所洁净，圣灵所改变的这个新生命。
That the fruit of the Spirit becomes obvious in our lives.
所以这个圣灵的果子在我们的生命里面就显明得非常清楚。
But even this is not enough.
就算这些还是不够。
Because we still live in the flesh.
我们还是活在肉体当中。
The effects of sin still work out in our own bodies.
罪在我们的生命当中，我们的生命里面还是有影响。
That's why Hebrews 9 says, it is appointed unto man once to die.
所以在希伯来书告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死。
Christ has died our death.
耶稣为我们死了。
And we have eternal life granted to us now.
我们已经现在就有永生了。
But we have not yet reached the new heaven and the new earth.
我们还没有进到新天新地里面。
Where death itself will finally be destroyed.
所以死亡那个时候就会全然的毁灭。
Christ has overcome death.
耶稣胜过了死亡。
But in the physical arena, we have not yet ourselves overcome death.
今天我们在这个肉体的世界上，我们自己还没有胜过死亡。
The entailments of sin work out in disease and death.
所以这个罪今天还在我们的生命里面，借着疾病，借着死亡来工作。
The gospel brings such transformation that one day when Christ returns, death itself will die.
所以这个福音所做的工作，在我们身上生命做的改变，当耶稣基督再来的时候，死亡就没有了。
And we will be in resurrection existence in a new heaven and a new earth.
我们就要复活在一个新天新地里面生活。
The home of righteousness.
那是公义之家。
There will be no more death.
再没有死亡。
No more tears.
没有眼泪。
No more sorrow.
也没有忧伤。
No more crying.
没有哭泣。
And no more sin.
不再有罪。
No more hate.
也没有怀恨。
No more arrogance.
没有。
No more lust.
没有情欲。
No more pride and selfish ambition.
没有骄傲，没有结党纷争。
No more jealousy.
没有嫉妒。
And that's just the negative side of holiness.
那这只是圣洁的负面。
There will be perfect praise.
我们要带进赞美的里面。
We will truly love God with heart and soul and mind and strength.
我们要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
We will truly love our neighbors as ourselves.
我们要真的爱我们的邻舍如同自己。
We will delight in the truth.
我们对真理喜悦。
And all of this, you see, is the fruit of the Spirit.
这些都是圣灵所结的果。
It is the outcome of the gospel.
这是福音的结果。
Which is given us in large part now by the Spirit of God who works in us to transform us.
那就是圣灵今天把这个福音给我们，在我们里面做完全改变的工作。
And will be brought to perfection when Jesus himself returns.
当基督再来的时候，这个我们就得以完全。
And that is why Christians join believers in every age and in every culture.
所以我们基督徒能够跟各族、各民、各文化。
They recognize that the Holy Spirit has been given as the down payment of the promised inheritance.
我们知道上帝把圣灵赐给我们做的职，是我们等候将来。
And they look forward to Christ's return.
我们仰望着基督的再来。
Crying with Christians across the ages.
从历代跟历代以来的众圣徒以此呼喊。
Yes, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
是的，主耶稣，愿你再来。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
So grant us, Heavenly Father, we pray, a massive vision of how rich and glorious the gospel is.
天父，我们恳求你赐给我们这伟大的意象，让我们看到这福音是何等的丰富伟大。
All of this secured by Christ's death and resurrection on our behalf.
这全是耶稣基督在十字架上被钉、受死、埋葬、复活所完成的。
Reconciliation with you, our Maker and Redeemer.
我们能够跟我们的创造主、我们的救赎主和好。
Lives that are already being transformed by the power of the Spirit.
圣灵所改变的生命。
Restored relationships in the bosom of the church.
在教会里面复兴我们人际的关系。
And anticipation of the glory yet to come.
来等候那荣耀的大日来临。
We fall before you, Lord God, and bless you for your grace toward us.
我们俯伏在你面前，感谢赞美你的恩典。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.